This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Insurance companies offering plans in Montana under President Barack Obama's health law are requesting double-digit rate increases next year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is asking regulators to approve an average increase of about 22% over the rates approved in 2015 for its individual plans. Pacific Source is asking for an average 32% increase. The Montana Health Cooperative is requesting an average 34% increase. The insurers last week warned of possible rate increase requests after reporting losses last year, but the details of their proposals were only recently released on the healthcare.gov government website. Company officials say the costs have been much higher than what had been estimated when the online exchange launched in 2013. State Auditor Monica Lindeen's office is reviewing the proposed hikes. Glacier National Park officials fielded questions about the condition of the Going to the Sun Road last night at a community meeting in Columbia Falls. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Superintendent Jeff Mao opened the evening with a joke about an apparent sign that must be on his back to ask when the Going to the Sun Road will open for the season. Plow crews have been working to push through the big drift and clear parking lots on Logan Pass. Mao says the road will hopefully open around June 19th. The preliminary alternatives of the Going to the Sun Road corridor management plan were discussed last night, as the mountainous corridor trails have seen as much as a 250% visitor increase since 1988. Superintendent Mao noted an upcoming attendance milestone for the park.
There's more coming, you know, and we, in the next week or so, we anticipate we'll be celebrating the 100 millionth visitor to Glacier National Park.
As the park begins seeing the flood of summer visitors, officials remind boaters to have their crafts checked for invasive species. Another topic discussed last night was park fee increases, which will rise from $15 to $20 in the winter season. For more information on the condition of the Going to the Sun Road and changes inside the park, visit mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A 92-year-old Seeley Lake man has died after the car he was driving collided with a dump truck south of Seeley Lake. KECI-TV reports the man was driving a Subaru Legacy Tuesday afternoon when he pulled out in front of the dump truck that was headed south on Montana Highway 83. The Subaru driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was transported to a Missoula hospital where he was pronounced dead. The 59-year-old dump truck driver from Bonner was wearing a seatbelt and not injured. The Montana Highway Patrol says neither speed nor alcohol were factors in the crash. That incident is under investigation. A 15-member committee has been chosen to help facilitate the closure of the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder over the next 2 years. Governor Steve Bullock has announced his 11 picks for the Montana Developmental Center Transition Planning Committee. Lawmakers struggled with the decision to close the facility, known for cases of abuse and neglect, but in April passed a bill to shutter it. Three men in Montana's Republican Party are vying for the role of party chair. Montana Republican Party Executive Director Chris Shipp says Representative Jeff Essman of Billings and former Madison County Commissioner Dan Happel will challenge Will Deshaw of Missoula for the position. Prosecutors are seeking 15 years in prison for a man who admitted to dumping the body of a woman murdered on Montana's Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. Garrett Sidney Henderson Wada faces sentencing today in federal court in Billings. He pleaded guilty to being an accessory for moving the body of Hannah Harris in 2013. Fellow defendant Eugenia Ann Rowland was previously sentenced to 22 years in prison for second-degree murder. A new strike force will target organized crime that law enforcement says continues to plague the Bakken oil patch. According to Montana U.S. Attorney Mike Cotter, those offenses range from drug and weapon trafficking to environmental and white-collar crimes. The new strike force includes federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and dozens of individual agents. It will build on another collaborative law enforcement program created in 2013. Cotter says three full-time FBI agents will soon be based in Williston, North Dakota.
And on the Montana side in Sydney, we will have two FBI agents. They're on long-term details and duty.
They'll be accompanied by two state agents who will be sworn in as federal officers. That will allow them to conduct investigations across state lines. Cotter says these are valuable additions to the Bakken.
Actually, it's boots on the ground. It's men and women who are going to be able to organize the efforts of local law enforcement to target the organizations and to investigate and then disrupt and dismantle the organizations that are moving the drugs into that section of the state.
Cotter predicts more investigators and prosecutors will be available in the Bakken in the coming months. In the wake of allegations against the American Lands Council, the state legislative panel that embraced its ideas last session has fallen silent on public land jurisdiction. Montana's Environmental Quality Council in 2013 found a, quote, urgent need to correct the way federal public lands are managed, close quote. But the committee has no plans to revisit the subject after subsequent legislative proposals failed this year. The change of heart coincides with the absence from the committee of Senator Jennifer Fielder, who spearheaded the effort to study and change federal land management. The nonprofit American Lands Council pushes for Western states to take control of federal public lands. Monday, the watchdog group asked attorneys general in three states to investigate the council for allegedly peddling fiction for financial gain. Council President Ken Ivory has denied wrongdoing. The first part of June has brought badly needed rain to Montana, but it's barely making up for a particularly dry month of May. National Weather Service hydrologist Ray Nicholas says recent storms dumped almost 2 inches of rain near Polebridge in northwest Montana. That's normally how much rain Missoula gets during the entire month of May.
And in the month of May, we only had 0.76. So we're kind of behind the eight ball, and this precipitation that we just had go through is certainly a blessing, because without that, you know, things would just continue to get drier.
Stream flows in the Bitterroot and upper stretches of the Clark Fork River basins from Butte to Missoula are among the best in the region. Streams in northwest Montana continue to run low. Unseasonably hot and dry weather is expected by the weekend. Nicholas doesn't think a few days of hot temperatures will cancel out any of our recent moisture gains.
We need longer stretches of periods where we get lack of precipitation and warm temperatures, where you're talking, you know, like week or two on end. But the longer we go without precipitation, you'll see stream flows start to tail off pretty quick.
Nicholas says long-term models are calling for more rain in the southwest United States this summer. It's a 50-50 chance that much of that makes it to western Montana. He says eastern Montana has a better shot of getting some of that residual moisture. Glacier National Park is on track to see its 100 millionth visitor this month. The Missoulian reports it's taken 105 years to reach the milestone. Glacier Superintendent Jeff Moe said last night at the park's annual public update the 200 millionth mark could be reached in the next 40 years or less. In 2014, a record 2.3 million people entered the park. Park officials have notified congestion and are working on a Going to the Sun road manager. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.